This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Congress is off this week, back in their districts doing town halls and meet and greets, a little bit of retail politicking, which would ordinarily make this one of those recesses where there was nothing going on, Congress-wise. Except that in a little bit more than a week, the sequester's going to hit. Those big, broad budget cuts that now, all of a sudden, senators and representatives think would do great harm to their states and districts. Virginia Democrat Mark Warner sits on the Senate Budget Committee. Senator, it's good to talk to you again.
Great to be back on, Kai.
What's your understanding, sir, of where things stand on this sequester? Is it going to happen?
Well, remember, this was set up to be the most stupid option possible. And I think when the American public realizes that in many cases, under the name of cutting, we're actually going to cost the taxpayers more when we end up having to cancel contracts of volume purchases, just like families when the military goes out and buys 10 tanks instead of one tank, so we get a discount. Because each account will be cut equally, some of these contracts will have to be broken, and the discount that we would receive will end up costing us more than the savings. When you do this across the board without regard to merit, I think the American public will have a definite right to be outraged at all of us from top to bottom for saying, hey, we know we need to cut back spending, but let's do it in a rational way.
Well, then, Senator, I have to ask, what on God's green earth were you guys thinking when you came up with the sequester? Because honestly, it was doomed to failure from the beginning.
Well, the thing was, it was set up around the whole debacle around the debt ceiling in the summer of 2011 with the expectation that the so-called super committee would actually do its job.
How did you guys expect that, though, Senator?
Well, I have to tell you, as somebody who has laid out and taken the arrows from both sides, we laid out a plan that was kind of Simpson Bowles on steroids, that was the Gang of Six plan, and I think if we could have gotten it to the floor, I think we could have gotten a majority. But there are a lot of folks in Washington that, quite honestly, I'm not sure want to reach the kind of compromise that we've need. And then when we take these kind of half steps, you know, I think we need additional revenue. What happened on New Year's Eve, you know, got us part of that revenue. But if you take the Simpson-Bowles plan under today's baseline, that would have generated $2 trillion of additional new revenue over 10 years. We got $600 billion. Those who say that's the end of revenue, that's just not a rational way to look at the problem.
And yet the president discarded the recommendations of his own Simpson-Bowles committee.
I think there is the idea that there is one party or another that bears all the blame, and this is not true. There's plenty of blame to go around. But when we're talking about something, when this economy, which is so poised to actually take off, the single biggest thing holding back job growth and economic growth is the failure of our political system to at least get our balance sheet right.
Say that again. Do you think people in Washington understand that you guys are the ones holding back this economy?
I think there are people, I am surprised that there are some in Washington who say, well, it just has to get a little bit worse before we get there. That makes no sense to me. I spent for the 20 years in business, if I would have said, you know, we've got to make our product a little bit crummier before we're willing to kind of change around and actually get ahead of our competition, I'd fire somebody like that. Hmm. We are, unfortunately, in that stage right now where I think there's a lot more recognition that we have to do more revenues, we have to reform entitlements, we have to do cutting, but you know, there seems to be a lot more about who's going to win the political argument of the day or the week versus how are we going to make sure we get this economy going? How do we get the literally $2 trillion in private capital sitting on the sidelines looking for a place to invest? And America looks a heck of a lot better than the rest of the world if we can at least say the political system itself is not going to impede that kind of growth.
Senator, always good talking to you, sir.
Thanks, Kai.
Thanks for your time. Mark Warner, Democrat of Virginia.